Okay, we're learning Tzoy Sachayshin. It's Wednesday night. Or L'Zayin Adar. Where's the Chever Kadisha? Come on. We're going to learn today, B'lina Demitz Hashem, Aleph Sifkot Zayin. Aleph Zayin. We finished Aleph Vav yesterday, so to speak, finished. We're up to Aleph Zayin. It's still talking about Knossos. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch says you need mumchim to paskin dinei knossos, meaning the bezdin to paskin knas has to be mumchim, the real smuchim, the real smicha, unbroken chain from Sinai. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you could be toifis. That's what we talked about till now. You could be toifis a knas. We're going to see in today's Ktsois, well, the Ktsois is not going to talk about it today, but the way the Ktsois comes out, the reason you could be Toifus Knas actually is because of a unique, special, unusual din called Don Inish Dina Lanafshe, which means like a person sometimes could, I don't know how to say it in English.
Vigilante justice.
They go into your own hands, or possession is 9/10. But it's actually a legal principle, and it has a lot of conditions to it. It's not really vigilante. I mean, it has a lot of. You have to be able to prove your case. You have to be able to prove your right. We're going to learn about it. Ves Hashem and Siman Dalet. But it does have a din of din. When a melech does something supra against the law, it's because he has a koach to go against the law. You don't say that's the law. But when a person, it's called don inish dina lanavshe, like the person can paskin the din. Obviously, he's not talking about when there's toyim v'nitan. Anyway, we're going to see in the choice that you need a bezdin to paskin the chiyav knas. That's what I'm trying to get to. So that means the only way tfisa could help is with the din of Don Inesh Dina Lanafshe, or else how could you be Toifus if no Bezdin Paskin that you owe the Knas? How do you even know the story's true? That's what we had yesterday. Machlekes Ketzois and Rav Shimon Shkop. But that's a different issue. Today we're going to move on. The Shulchan Aruch then says you can be Toifus. The Yom Yomer HaNizik Shomuli Nizki She'eda Ad Kama Etfos ain't showman low. If the Nizik says, do me a favor, Bezdin, I'm not telling you to paskin the Knas, but just, you know, sit and be done how much the Knas should be. Sometimes the Knas has to be estimate. You have to know the value. I want to take this guy's car because he owes me a Knas of $300. Do me a favor and evaluate the car to see if it's worth, maybe it's worth more than $300. I can't be typist, I have to give him, you know. Anyway, ain't showman low. It's phony, you don't listen to him. Because that would be called being dandini knosis. Elim for tofas, if he made a tfisa, showman low. Then we have to step in and say maybe some of what he has is gezel, so we don't allow that. This much you can keep and this much you have to give back. Says the Ktsois, Siman Zayin, Vim Yomer HaNizik. Now, the Shulchan Aruch threw in a lot of things that were not done Bizman HaZeh, because we have no smuchim. For example, in Sif Aleph, in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskens you really always need smicha to be done, even plain Dinei Mominus. But there's a concept called Shlichusayu Koavdinon, that now we don't have smicha, but for the smooth functioning of society, they had to set up something that there should be, but they didn't. Halvos, people borrow money, transactions. So it's called Shlichusayu Koavdinon. We are like doing the shlichus of those who were smuchim in previous generations. More beginning of Sanhedrin, Bezmit Bez, Gimelam and Aleph, Gimelam and Bez. But they only did that in certain Dinei Mominus, but in things that are unusual, like Gzela, as opposed to Gneva, or Chavola, personal injuries, there's a lot of things that we don't say Shlichusayu Koavdinon, and it's not, and you probably, anyway, there's a whole list of Mominus things that because there's no Smuchim, you can't be done Bizman HaZeh, even though it's regular Momin, but it doesn't fit into the rules of when we would say shlichus hayu ka'avdinon. We're doing the shlichus of this mukhim. There is a ma'adiyam in the Gemara that for regular momenis, which is called hoidoos v'halvoos. It's called regular momenis. Admissions and lendings. So you don't need smuchim, but we paskin, you need smuchim, but we are doing the shlichus of the kamayu, but we're only doing the shlichus in something that's motzui, in something that's kamin, in something that's, that has a chisaron kis. So the Shulchan Aruch lumps together, we'll call it gzeilus, that's what we'll call it. Gzeilus, you're not dan bezman hazeh, because it's unusual. So you don't say shlichusayu ko avdina. What do you do if there's an outbreak of gzeil in the ear? Okay, so the ear has to deal with it, but not from a din perspective. You know, you set up a police force. I mean, like, you establish a whole different system. But upon him, let's talk about gzeilos. Just for convenience sake, we'll use the word gzeila for a regular moment, not knas, but we're not dan bezman hazeh, because it also needs smuchim. Because really everything needs smuchim. And you don't say shlichusayu ko avdina by gzeila. Then you have knosis. So the Ktsois makes the following point. Da, realize, the B'Shulchan Aruch kan ein machalek bein dine knosis mamish, kefel, aibol v'chamisha, sending out your eved, ushor gzeilus v'chavolus. That's the code word for the things that you don't say shlichusayu ko avdina. Gzeilus v'chavolus. That's a requirement you need for shlichusayu ko avdina, and it's common. The less be chisaron kis, was you need chisaron kis. If something is not shchiach or doesn't have chisaron kis, let's say boshes, no chisaron kis and boshes.
It's
still moment.
So,
what?
It's still moment.
It's moment. Right. It's not knas. Again, what's the lumpness of that? Moment is considered a reimbursement. And knas is a penalty. Knas is a punishment. I'm not really reimbursing that. Say, but how could it be a reimbursement? Because that's how the Torah said you pay for embarrassing someone. You reimburse him the money, and then there's a formula. Parak HaChayvel, how you figure it out. But it's considered tashlumin. That's why it's mamon. Mamon means tashlumin. The money belongs to you. I owe it to you. I'm giving it to you. A penalty, it's as easy. Like the Torah really could have said, you know, we're going to penalize you with kefel if you're a ganav. Take the kefel, the double payment, and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Like the Torah could have said that too, because it's not a reimbursement of the guy; it's a penalty, it's a punishment. They could have given me malchus. The Torah said I should pay kefel. Why should I pay it to him? When you pay a ticket because you went past the red light, why should you give it to New York State? Well, why should they get it? That's not fair. Give it to the police. I don't know. Give it to someone. Why give it to the city? Then they have an incentive to give you tickets, which is anyway true. Anyway, so he says, it's not machalik between those types, between those types of things, and the avala hevdel mavur. But there's a huge difference, as the Ktsois. Very yesodos tikka Ktsois. There's a huge difference between knosis and all of the mominis, and like don't lump together the mominis that needs smuchim even bezman hazeh, and you're not done, but there's going to be a big difference. He's going to say, if someone is gozel from someone else today, he's a gazlan, and he's a terrible person. And he has a shem gazlan and he has a shem gezel, and he should pay it back, losses yidei shemayim. Even if there's no bezdin that's going to paskin, he's mechuyev to give it back, because there's no smuchin and you need smuchin. Like knas, there's nothing. There's no bezdin, there's no chiyuv. So now you're bothered by, if there's no bezdin, no chiyuv, how can you be toface? Yeah. Because that works with doni nesdin lanafshe. But there's certainly no chiyuv losses yidei shemayim. That's the choices of soul. There's no losses yidei shemayim. I just paskin. Someone was goyer and someone else a hezer. I said, you're potter, it's a groma, but you should know, you chayev lo tzidei shemayim, you have to pay for groma. Anyway, so he said, okay, I'm not paying. I said, lo tzidei shemayim, my friend, it's not a joke. If you ask me, it's scarier than when Bezdin says you have to pay. Bezdin, people laugh off, lo tzidei shemayim. You shouldn't laugh off. Anyway, What? Anyway. So that's a choice. Big difference. Bezdin does not paskin yibuchuyiv for gezel, and Bezdin not going to paskin yibuchuyiv for being choyvel in someone, and Bezdin's not going to paskin knas. So it's a choice, but there's a huge difference. Well, I have the mavur, there's a big difference. The moment mamish, when it's moment, gezel is moment, havola is moment. I have to pay it. If I want to wipe the slate clean, I want to do tshuva, I want to be a good person, I want to be lost in Yedei Shemayim, I'm going to pay it. I owe it. I stole, I owe it. Who ba'as v'tzorach l'shalim, v'gazlon who made him l'shalim. He's a gazlon. Avu knas mamish lo shayich mehudina de shemayim. There's no such concept of a chuyiv to pay him kefel lost in Yedei Shemayim. Mishum d'chol dinei knosos ein hadover toloi rak asher yashir nelohim. Only of Bezdin Paskin. It's easier to understand if you flash in your mind the word punishment. A Bezdin punishes. There's no self-flagellation. Right? If a person needs chazer, there's no Bezdin to warn him or to Paskin his chayim. Should he give himself malchus? No. Say no. No. So just like he's not going to give himself malchus, he's not going to pay knas. Without Bezdin paskening, there's no chiyuv, because it's a punishment. It's easier to understand the concept. He doesn't say those words. I'm saying it. He doesn't say the word onish. But that's what it is. It's a punishment. Knas means a punishment. We should hold in a knas. You need Bezdin to pasken. They may not Bezdin done, and also like Shaykh Mudina de Shemayim. There ain't no such bria as losses in the Shemayim. V'chenisa b'Yerushalmi soif perik gimel de ksubis. This is talking about our good friend Rabbi Gamliel, who knocked out the tooth of his Eved Kanani Tavi, and he was happy. What are you so happy about? There's no Edim. You can't send them out free. You know, there's no Edim Moedim Knas Potter, because it was Chutz L'Bezdin. The Gemara said, Yeshua told him, don't be happy, I have no Edim. The Gemara just wants to know, so what if there's no Edim? If there were Edim, he'd be Mechuyiv. Iram Gamliel was Moida, and Moida Beknas Vachakach Bo Edim is also Potter. The Gemara said he was Moida Chutz L'Bezdin. So then, but in Yerushalmi, the conversation continued. And he said, Mao Sheyarmeloi Tseyedei Shemayim. If there's no Bezman Azev, would you tell someone to free his Evet Kanani, lost his Dei Shemayim, if he knocked out his tooth or eye? Nashmienim in Hoda, which is Yerushalmi's way of saying, Toshma. Maisim Rebbe Gamliel, our old story in Alevav. Shehipil Shein Tevi Yavdo, also Gabi Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Tevi Yavdi Matsosi Ila Lashachero. I can free him, because normally you're not allowed to free an Evet Kanani. That was Rabbi Gamliel's problem the whole time. He wanted to free him, but he's not allowed to. Amaloi Mabi Yotcha, Vein Knossos Ela Bebezdin, Ubeedim, the Yomelo Seyed Eshemayim. There's a Beferish Yerushalmi that there's no payment of knas losses in the Shemayim. It's only Bezdin and Edim create the Chiyuv. The Mavur Mizeh, the Filo Moedim and Knas, the Chakach Bo Edim Potur, the Filo losses in the Shemayim. The Pot, what? What? You tell Rabbi Gamliel, if he wants to free him. No, this word's missing. If you take a different choice, this word's missing in the choice. Look at Yerushalmi. It's like in parentheses, you need an article Yerushalmi. The more answer you need to know about Sunday Shemayim. I don't know how to read the way the choice. Whatever it is, the Gemara says, there's no loss in today's Shemayim by Knas. Yeah. Well, before me said, the Philip Boyd of Knas, the Hakach Bo Edom Potter.
Maybe somewhere else, it would be a lot of this, but there it goes to the last day. It's without him.
Because if you black out a shame by and there's certainly no loyal Ben Tavoid.
No.
The Lord is not saying, listen to the Shemayim, free him. Without knocking out a Shein Bayin, that the Gemara never would have suggested. Vazon Dei Shemayim means because you knocked out. So if you knocked it out, it wasn't Dei Shemayim. There's no loy lemem tavoidu. There's no loy lemem tavoidu if you're not going to shame by it. If you would believe him, and there wouldn't be a din of Bezdin, it would be like Zeilus or Chabolos or Chreis, or if there would be a din of Oidos Maldin Kimei Eidem Domi, which is the Soisis Kasha on the Shach and Alevav, why isn't there a din of Oidos Bezdin, Oidos Eidem Kimei Eidem Domi? Because you don't say Moidem Akinas Potter because it was Chutzla Bezdin. And according to the Shach, when there's no, we're going over Alevav now, according to the Shach, when there's no din of Moidem Akinas, the Soisis learns in the Shach, that when there's no din of Moedim HaKnas Potur, there is a din of Oidos Baldin Kimei Eidem Domi. The Tzois himself ends up saying that even when there's no din Moedim HaKnas Potur, but there's still no din of Oidos Baldin Kimei Eidem Domi. Knas is no din, even if there's no din Moedim HaKnas Potur, but there's no din of Oidos Baldin Kimei Eidem Domi either. But I'll compare them here, that's the Tzois also. So we're going to go with the Tzois. And therefore, but he said, maybe Lotz is Dei Shemayim. I know I knocked it out, so Lotz is Dei Shemayim, I should free him. But there's no Lotz is Dei Shemayim, we need Bezdin and Eidim. Mavur means that if the Moedim becomes Vachakabo Eidim Potur, if the Lotz is Dei Shemayim. Now here he says, Va'afilu Tofas, Tohahosam O'Evid Muchsak Biatzmo. That's a very strange line, because we just learned that Tfisa does help. So you have to say, because Tfisa, so I have a terrace, but I don't know I don't know this line in the Tzais, I don't understand it. But I know Pshat. Because when you say Tfisa helps, because Donin is Dina Lanafshe. Now, the Eved wasn't really Tifus himself. There's a Dina, there's no Maisa Tfisa. He's called Muxav Ba'atzmo. So that's like an automatic Tfisa. But it's not an automatic Tfisa for the Din of Donin is Dina Lanafshe. Because he didn't. He wasn't Dan Adin. He just exists. He is. I think, therefore I am. So there's no. So I hold in the books, in the din that it, because of Evan. No, let's say there's a Shaila of a Ger died, an Elo Yorshim. And you have one of his possessions was an Evan, Nani. So, and there's no Yorshim, so it's Hefker. So I come along and I want to be Zoicha to Evan. Because he's Hefker. So you say, no, the Ger, the Eved was Zoicha Ba'atzmo first, because he's Muchzak Ba'atzmo. That's called. Except, to whatever degree any Eved is. What? Yeah, that's what I mean, Tovik Ba'atzmo. Maybe you need Tfilah, I don't want to go into that. Maybe you need to get shichur. I don't want to go. I gave an example what it means in Evitz Tofus Ba'atzmo. So what I understand, I don't know what the Ktsois means. It's a funny lash of Afilu Tofas, because Tfisa does help. So I don't know what he means by Afilu Tofas. Unless he means Afilu Tofas. See, Bishlama like the Shach, Taka can't be Tofas. It can only be Tofas. And then Eidim come, or then you make Oidos Baldin. Because we don't allow a Tfisa without. I don't know. It says Tfisa helps. So the Tzois has to learn when the Shekhanah says Tfisa helps. It means with Eidim. Eidim came. So you mean Eidim came afterwards. So what I mean, Eidim came, and they told Bezdin that it's true. It's Knas, but the Bezdin didn't pass when he has to pay the Knas. But still, it's still only Donin is Dina Lanafshe, right? The Bezdin doesn't pass the Knas, Bismana said.
Yeah, so I don't know how the guy can take the Knas. How can he be told?
Because of the din of Donin is Dina Lanafshe.
Well, what happened? We need a Bezdin.
No, that's Donin is Dina Lanafshe. That he's a person is his own Bezdin. Again, if you meet all the conditions of Siman Dalet, you could prove you're right, and it's a clear, and it's a specific object, it's not money. There's a whole bunch of conditions. It's $7 for donating. What? If you go take an encyclopedia Talmudis, take out under the entry Don Inish Dino Lanafshe, you'll see all the conditions that have to be met. I'm worried about disk choice right now. What do you mean? What does it mean? Afilu Tofas doesn't help. Tofas does help, right? I don't know what he means. So if all he means is the Tofas of an Eved who looks at Ba'atzmo, then I do understand it, because that's not called Don Inish Dino Lanafshe. Everyone's just walking around, moseying around, minding his own business. So that's not done in his thing. I don't know what else to think. I don't understand that line of the choice. And also, stop the Zoid. The choice is saying, you're sold. So why does Tfisa help? Oh, because of done in his thing. Yeah, but the choice is a filu tofas, which means Tfisa doesn't help. But it does help. I don't know what to think. So the only thing I can think of is that the choice is only talking about... I looked at all this forum, by the way. I think I'm missing something, because no one even asks it what this line means. So I think he just means the tfisa of an Eved Muchzak Ba'atzmo.
That's how you need the Rambam. So it is Tofas.
And it still doesn't help.
Yeah, but he needs it automatically. He doesn't need a separate...
Yeah, that's what you have to say. It's talking about knas. So Toysu says, "Beferish by knas, you're not mechuyev to pay knas. You're not being a moral, outstanding, upright, honest, erlich, moral individual if you go pay a knas without bezdin possibly being mechuyev to pay it." There's no such thing as, oh, but I know I owe it. You don't owe it. You don't owe it till best and possible.
But if the guy's red, that's okay.
Because of Don Inez Dina Lanafshe. Can't
that's
help
hard.
It.
Isn't that hard?
Yeah.
It's hard, right? But I
know it's Tfisa. What?
Right.
That's Din.
Now, is that Din?
Yeah, because that's a Din. If you hold on to the means a person is his own court system. Legabi, his own money, to get money that's... He can set up his own judicial system. Forget about how it seems to make everything hefter. There's so many conditions that the world won't be hefter, don't worry. Okay, I don't know what to say. That's what he's saying. Now, Toises brings out...
Well, the Beis Din makes a psa, then he's chayiv, then he becomes chayiv b'dei shemayim, and then they take it.
Then he goes chayiv b'dei adam. No, the Beis Din makes a psa.
Yeah, he's not chayiv b'dei shemayim, but if the Beis Din makes a psa in the kras.
If the Beis Din makes a psa, a Beis Din a smuchim, if there was smuchim, the Beis Din chasmus, he's chayiv b'dei adam. Chayiv. Now, the Toises brings down a Toises that says beferish. Knas, you're not mechuyev losses in day shemayim. Toises contrasts it to a very, very interesting din. Everybody here has heard of the din of Kamlei Bedraba Minei, I think.
Yes.
Kamlei Bedraba Minei! Come on. You heard of Kamlei Bedraba Minei. If you're mechuyev misa, you don't owe money. So, conventional wisdom, without knowing a certain Gemara in Bava Metzia, is that you put there, there's no chiyuv mamon, right? But the truth of the Gemara in Bava Metzia says there is a chiyuv mamon, but Bezdin's not mechayev you. When you're mechuyev misa, Bezdin doesn't paskin that you're mechuyev money. But you are mechuyev money, and lost is yidei shemayim by every kamlei bedraba minei in the world. You have to pay, I can't say the word have to, that would not be a good way of saying it, but one should pay losses in the Shemayim. Because the Gemara says a chiyuv's there. But the Gemara actually says, this is the way the Gemara proves it. Esnan osra toira va'afilo bo alimo. There's a din of Esnan zoina. If you pay a zoina, so that's money is possible to be a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Now a zoina doesn't mean a prostitute. Street. Ozona means someone whose level of Isser to be Boyalar is on a certain level of Isser. That's called
the din of Esna?
Yeah.
Esna
It is.
But the Esther, Kelev is not an issue.
Anyway, yeah.
It has to be an
yeah. issue. Now the Gemara says, Afila Boalimoy, which means it was Kamei Bedraba Minei. So you made up with her, you'll give her whatever. And it's, you made up a price. So it's also to use that money for a korban. Even though you're potter from paying the money. Because since it's Kamei Bedraba Minei, it potters you from all Chiyuvei Mamin. Even contractual chiyuvei mamon, which is a chiddush, but that's what the Gemara says clearly. Even contractual chiyuvei mamon that were chal when you did the ma'isa misa, when you mechuyuv misa. But it's also, why is it also? So the Gemara places proofs in that Gemara because you bad some owe it. So if you pay it, it's taka esnan zoyna. It's not a matana. If you wouldn't owe it and you gave it to her, it would be a matana. But if it's also al esnan, then it's taka also. That means you taka owed it. You just weren't mechuyev to pay it. But you mechuyev lots of shemayim. This is all in places. You got it?
Mechuyev to pay it.
The Gemara says if you paid the esnan to your mother, then you can't use it for a karma. Esnan osra toira.
You got the money now.
The mother, you paid her.
So that money.
She can't use her karma. It's Esnan Zayna. But the Gemara is pointing out if you didn't owe her the money, then it would be you gave her a matana. You gave her a present. Yeah. $20. So she could use it for a karma. It's not Esnan Zayna. It was a matana.
Okay.
But it is Esnan. Esnan Osa Torah Vafila Boalimoy. So that shows that you have to pay Los Sidei Shemayim. Like you really do owe it to her. And since you really do owe it to her, so it's called Esnan Zayna. So that's how you know from that Gemara that says Esnan Osra Torah Vafila Boalimo, that's how you know that Kamli Bidiraba Minei, Yimuchuyim Los Sidei Shemayim. What's so funny? That's how you know that is the Gemara. When someone says to you, how do you know that Kamli Bedrabanei is Chayiv Losses in Dei Shemayim? The answer is the Gemara Bavitzia that says it's Esnan Zayna. And if it's Esnan Zayna, it means you bet's a mechuyavit. The bezel wouldn't be mechayiv you to pay it. And the mail, it's Esnan Zayna if you did pay it. Mehechi Tesi Kamli Bedrabanei should be such a din. Sounds like you're potter. If you go over to any kid, you say, Kamli Bedrabanei, what does it mean? It means before you meet, you're potter from mom. And it's not an incorrect lashon, but that's called your potter. Bezdin won't be Machai of you, it's called your potter. What Tosis is saying is that you're not really potter. The Bezdin won't be Machai of you, but you really owe the money. That's why Loss is a day Shemayim. So if you want to know, Mechi Tesi, Kamli Bedrabanei should have such a din. Come tomorrow night, and I'll tell you an interesting story. How I was oimed, Baruch Hashem. Hashem sent me a nace. A nace happened. This is around 30 years ago. A nace happened, and I got a blitz in my head. Mechi Tesi, Kamli Bedrabanei, and they should be that way. With all the Lashonis, now you're potter. Yeah, so have a nice... you might find the story boring, but to me it's interesting. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow night is like this. I have a wedding.